la experiencia de aprendizaje con los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833.
Nuestros profesores están deseando darte clase. ¿Y tú? ¿No estás deseando venir a conocerlos? Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
A ver, ¿qué pone aquí? Please select the first letter of your model number from the drop-down box, the begin search. Uf.
¿El inglés se te hace cuesta arriba? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called.
Who is the show with no name?
Oh man, it's music to my ears. Me dices lo mismo en español. It's music to my ears. It's the show with no name, and we are back live. That's right, folks. I haven't been here in 2.5. ¿Oís la L ahí? No he dicho half. 2.5 weeks, and man, it's great to be back. Eso mola, ¿eh? Volver de vacaciones, es decir, it's great to be back. And ladies and gentlemen, we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's right. It's one ho or another in the house, ladies and gentlemen, and wow, I missed you guys. Os eché de menos. I'm serious. I really missed you guys. Now, you're thinking, how could you miss us when you're in a place that's as exotic, as fascinating, as different as Japan? Y fijaos en la pronunciación, no digo Japan, ¿no? Porque estoy de Japón, right? We say Japan, Japan. Bueno, ponemos la énfasis, but I've heard people say Japan for some reason, right? Japan. So, and the people from Japan, well, they're Japanese. And wow, let's talk about the people, the Japanese people. Oh my God, what an amazing, culture, so different from the Western world. El mundo occidente, right? We say the Western world. Man, Fitz just asked me, me acaba de preguntar Fitz, he said, Alberto, what was it like? And I said, dude, I can show you pictures, I can tell you stories, I mean, until I'm blue in the face. Hasta más no poder, right? Until I'm blue in the face. Me encanta esta expresión. Well, there's no way to describe it. There's no way to put it into words. It is just one of the most fascinating places I've ever been to in my life. And such a contrast, right? A contrast between the old and the new. Just their culture is so different from ours. Right? Fijaos cómo pronuncio eso. No digo our, suena igual que ours, pero a veces lo decimos ours. En los Estados Unidos, este O-U-R-S, el nuestro, right? We say
ours. So yo lo diría naturalmente, this culture or their culture, there es el suyo, right? Que suena igual que their, T-H-E-R-E, right? Their. Their culture is so different than ours. See, I say ours. En los, como un pirata, ours, ours, I swear to God. But in the United States, we say it like that. And how is it different? Well, they are very respectful people, right? In fact, when you tell them something and you try and say something in Japanese or they try and tell you something, you're trying to communicate, they say yes to everything. They just yes you to death. They say yes, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. And then later, later what happens is they don't, in the end, is it this way? And you go that way and there's nothing there, right? And you say, okay, it wasn't this way, but the guy told me it was this way. That's because they don't want to say no. They want to please, quieren complacer. They want to please, right? Igual que, por favor, please. So they want to please you and, they will stop at nothing. And, and how do we sum up, resumir, right, the Japanese people? Well, there's no way to do that either because the people in Tokyo were very different from the people in Hiroshima. The energy in those two cities were completely different. You wouldn't even think that it was the same country. They didn't even look alike. Ni se parecieron físicamente. I mean, so, we have this idea, the Japanese. Okay, now what city are we talking about? Because they're not all alike. I mean, their energy, the way they behave is different in every city that I went to. And, I can tell you the cities that I was in. I was, I'll go through the trip with you there, but I want to say this before I start, and tell you about more details in this trip. I do want to tell you guys that if you have not been to Japan, put it on your bucket list. Ponlo en tu lista de cosas de hacer antes de morir. To kick the bucket es estirar la pata, right? I think you say it right? To kick the bucket. So things on your bucket list are things that you want to do before you die. And guys, put it on your bucket list. Japan, it will blow your mind. Te deja, decimos en inglés, it will blow, te explotará la mente, la cabeza. Te asombrará. I think that would be the translation. So, put it on your bucket list because it is just a fascinating place. So let me tell you a little bit about the trip. I'll go through the timeline a little bit and teach you English along the way, you know? So, we flew in to Japan. Now it was not a direct flight. Right. We had a stopover or a layover. Buena esta, si viajas mucho, you need to know this, right? A stopover or a layover es una parada. It was not a direct flight, right? It was a connecting flight, es otra forma de decirlo. So, why? Well, we saved some cash. Hemos ahorrado algo de pasta. We saved some cash. Well, who doesn't want to save some cash? Because that's just more Japanese food that you can eat, right? If you're spending less money on your airfare, coste del vuelo, airfare. See, great vocabulary comes out of telling you these stories. So airfare, if your airfare is cheap and your lodging, alojamiento, is cheap, well, guess what? Then you're not worried about getting the amazing Kobe beef or the fascinating, the puffer fish. You say pith globo. We say puff, como puff es hinchar, right? Puffy es algo que está hinchado. So, when in Rome, do as the Romans. Era nuestra filosofía, right? Donde fueres, haz lo que vieres, right? So when in Rome, do as the Romans do. And that's exactly what we intended to do from the first minute. So, we had a layover on the way there. We had a layover. A quick one. Quick. Rapidito. Just enough time for a couple pints of German beer. Well, it was in Frankfurt, where our trip started in Barajas. Then we went over to Frankfurt. Just enough time for a pretzel. If you have not had a pretzel in your life, you have to have pretzels. They are amazing. Yeah, pretzels, estas, no sé si tiene un nombre en español, ¿no? Es como panecillo con sal. Oh, man, amazing. Very popular in New York City as well. So we had just enough time for a nice, lovely stop in Frankfurt. 1 hour. Perfecto! You know, it's just enough to say, cheers, guys, next stop, Japan. In fact, when you've got an 11 or 12-hour flight, You know, plus another 3-hour flight. So, vamos, todo junto, I'm not sure, but I imagine it's about 15, 16 hours, right? Total flying time from a direct flight from Madrid to Tokyo. But we thought the stop would be good. We'd save some cash, and we were right. It gave us a little kind of stretch. You could estirarte, stretch a little bit, and before you knew it, you were back on the plane after a couple beers, and you conked out. To conk out is quedarte sopa, you say, right? So on the plane, we all, after these German beers in Frankfurt, the pretzels, we passed out. We conked out on the plane, and, well, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad, because before we knew it, we were in Tokyo's Haneda Airport, and wow, just the airport, just, you know, flying into Tokyo was just an amazing sight, you know, like nothing I'd ever seen before. You know, it didn't look like you'd see temples, you'd see different things that you, so right from the sky, desde el cielo, you could see this is not the Western world. This is not France. This is not Spain. This is not California. Right? This is another world. And that's another way to describe it. It's a totally different, it's another world, like a world you've never seen before. Those of you who haven't been there. Of course, and as I said, I'm going to tell you about each city now on our itinerary. Sí, nosotros decimos itinerario también. On our our. ¿Ves el hour? He dicho our. On our itinerary. O sea, el hour y el hours, si quieres pronunciarlo a la americana, esto todo tuyo. I'll leave it in your hands, right? Our, on our trip, right? The suitcase was ours en vez de ours. Pero si no, se pronuncia igual que hora, right? 2 hours. We were there for 2 hours. Okay, so it puede ser homófono. De hecho, mucha gente lo considera homófono. Pero Americans really pronounce this as R and R's. Okay? Como la R. R igual, right? O el verbo A-R-E, right? You are my friend. Se pronuncia exactamente igual. All right, so what did we do? Well, guys, we didn't think it through too well. No lo hemos pensado demasiado bien. Our planning was impeccable, I have to be honest. But we thought at some point in our messed up brains, we thought, well, you know what? What's better than after a 2.5 hour flight, a 1 hour layover, and then an 11 hour flight, what's better than a 3.5 hour train ride? Claro, ¿por qué no? No lo hemos pensado muy bien, esa parte. But I'll tell you what, it was worth it. Valió la pena. It was worth it because, we ended up in probably my favorite place. My favorite place on the trip, and that is Kyoto. Oh my, OMFG, okay? Oh my God. What a place. And I really think if you haven't been to Kyoto, you haven't been to Japan. Because Kyoto, well, it was the capital of Japan for a long time. And, we were fascinated by everything in Kyoto. Maybe because it was our first taste of Japan. Yes, we landed in Tokyo, but we didn't really walk the streets or, you know, until we got to Kyoto and went to our hotel and went out to dinner that night. And Kyoto, I think, was possibly, esto es dificilísimo, it's a toss-up, tengo dos, okay? I have two favorite places in Japan, okay? And it's not Tokyo, y no es Tokyo, porque Tokyo es muy New York en algunas formas. So, and I was we were looking for different. We wanted to go off the beaten path, right? El camino menos transitado, right? Go to the places, we went to a few places where people didn't speak a lick of English, and those were the places we ate the best. I'm telling you right now. So this was the kind of trip we were looking for. So it's a toss-up between Kyoto. A toss-up is cuando lanzamos la moneda al aire. A toss-up como, no sé si este o el otro. It's a toss-up between Kyoto and there's a beautiful island that you go to from Hiroshima. And it is probably my favorite place. It's Miyajima. Now, Miyajima is the name of the town, and I'll tell you about that after. But before I get into more detail, I'll say my two favorite places were Kyoto and Miyajima. Okay, Kyoto and Miyajima. Now, Miyajima is a little village on an island, and I'm sure you've all seen a very famous picture from there. And we'll talk about that when we get there. I'd rather go in chronological order because this way I can remember the little details. And, well, of course, the more detail we get into, the more English we learn, the more I can express myself openly. And if I can just follow my trip, I think chronologically it'll be easier. So Kyoto, why was Kyoto amazing? Well, it was our first glance, mirada, right? That Tokyo was a contrast. Japan was a contrast. Japan is a very modern place. And I mean, every city we went to had, you know, modern amenities, wonderful hotels, beautiful spas, que se llaman los onsen. Onsen, I think you say. Onesen, right? Que son spas. And I'll tell you about that too. Hay que ir en pelotas, eh? Yeah. So a lot of crazy experiences, right? So, Kyoto was our first glimpse. Nuestra primera mirada. Glimpse, se escribe. Was our first glimpse that we were seeing a place full of contrast. From these amazing temples, right, to these modern neon-lit streets with, you know, these amazing billboards, estas pancartas digitales, you know, just such a contrast. That's the word. The key word is contrast between the classic and the old world and the tradition and the respect. That's one thing they all had in common. Okay, the people in Tokyo, a little less than the people in Kyoto, but the people in Kyoto were probably the most respectful people I've ever met in my life. They respected each other so much, and they respected us. You know, they aim to please. How can I say that? Aim, su objetivo es complacerte. And that is amazing, and I can't say that. Sorry, I've been to Paris. They don't aim to please in general. I'm generalizing, okay? There are many cities, and I've been to in Germany, where I feel like they don't care. They're like, you're a tourist. Yeah, well, in New York, we aim to please. Right? No sé cómo se traduce. We aim to please. Que nuestro objetivo es complacerte. Que lo pases bien. And in Kyoto and in Japan in general, everybody aimed to please. From the cab driver, el taxista. And it made you think. It made you think that, wow, if we try to make other people happy, maybe we'll be happy too because the people around us are happy. And that's one of the biggest lessons. That something we all know. There's nothing new. Something we all know, todos lo sabemos, right? That, you know, we've got to think about the way we treat other people. It's the golden rule, right? Treat others the way you yourself want to be treated or wish to be treated. ¿No? Trata a los demás como tú quieres que te traten, right? And that is one thing I got from the people in Japan, and especially in Kyoto. Now, our first experience eating in a Japanese restaurant was in Kyoto, in this little dive. Dive es un agujero en la pared. Vamos, a dive es un bar de mala muerte, pero esto era un restaurante, a dive restaurant. Dive como zambullirse, tirarse cabeza. And they looked like tortillas, like you make here in Spain, but only they had dried fish, pescado seco, you know, fish skin, piel de you know, all these Japanese ingredients, scallions, cebollino, I think you say scallions, or green onions, se puede decir, más lógico, right? Scallions. And so all these amazing ingredients. So we went to this place, I mean, and the woman did not speak a lick, como dije la palabra, did not speak a lick ni papa, lick como lamer, right? This woman who served us did not speak a lick of English or Spanish. I mean, we gave up on Spanish. Directamente dijimos, bueno, si no entienden inglés, olvídate del español. They're not going to understand it. And somehow, you always figured it out. Siempre pedías. A lo mejor no te traían lo que pedías o te traían tres. I'll tell you about McDonald's. Mi peor experiencia fue en McDonald's, which is an easy place to order. But we did it. And we tried some amazing food. And that first experience, that first time that we sat down around a table and the woman did not understand a word, and we managed to order and communicate using our phones, you know, Google Translator, whatever we had to do. And that's what made it an experience. In fact, I preferred the fact that nobody spoke English because I really had to fight. Guys, it reminds you, te recuerda que es la comunicación. Okay, ya no tenemos idioma. Okay, let's go. Now I've got a phone. I've got digital technology. Un tío lo hacía con line. Translate. Ah, ya. Y nos entendíamos. Nos hicimos un selfie. I'm telling you, it was crazy because it taught you that communication is not something that's verbal all the time. We're so concentrated. Pero es con tú o con ING. Sí, eso es importante para hablar bien. But in the end, sometimes you don't have words to communicate. And there were a lot of miscommunications, but it was never a bad thing. Nunca fue algo como, bueno, ahora nos hemos jodido. Right? All the miscommunications were funny little learning experiences. So, Kyoto. Some of the most amazing places in Kyoto is the Toji Gin, right? No, I forget what it's called. Well, yeah, the Toji Gin, tengo dificultad con las nombres, okay, in Japanese. But, there's this famous temple. I'm sure you've all seen it. And it has these kind of, big wooden structures that are orange. And they make like a huge tunnel. I shared some of these pictures on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. So podéis ver todas estas fotos por las redes sociales, okay? But you've got to go to Kyoto. And I think it's the perfect place to start your Japanese adventure. Because it really, with the temples, it really brings you down a notch, te rebaja. No, you're like, okay, I'm not in Europe anymore. Ya no estoy en Europa. And, well, guys, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to a quick commercial break right now, but our next stop after Kyoto is Osaka, which is totally different than Kyoto. Kyoto is more the old world, and Osaka is going to bring us into the new world, this Western world, like the one that's more similar to ours. All right, guys, so we're heading to a commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Disculpe, ¿una gasolinera por aquí?
Excuse me?
Que si hay una gasolinera cerca.
Oh, no parlo español, por favor. Gracias.
Mi car necesita gasolina.
Pero María, no le ves así, que es guiri, no tonto.
I'm sorry, I'm Greg. I'm from Florida, and, well, I'm an Anglo here at Vaughn Town.
No me entero de nada.
Hey, forastero, no te sientas perdido. Ven a nuestro Vaughan Town y multiplicarás por dos tu comunicación en inglés. Llámanos 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
¿Necesitas hablar inglés en tu trabajo? En Vaughan Systems contamos con los mejores profesionales y el mejor método para que tus empleados puedan hablar inglés. Incrementa el potencial de tu compañía con los cursos de inglés para empresas de Vaughan Systems. Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o visítanos en grupovaughan.com.
Capi, ¿cuánto falta para el verano? ¿Me vas a apuntar a un campamento este año? ¡Porfi, porfi, porfi! ¿Es verano ya? ¿No? ¿Y ahora? ¡Papi!
Venga, hija, déjalo ya y cómete el pavo.
Con los Weekend Camps de Vaughan, tus hijos no tienen que esperar al verano para ir a un campamento de inglés. ¿Sabías que celebramos campamentos temáticos de fin de semana? El Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving supone una inmersión completa en inglés para que tus hijos aprovechen los días sin cole y sigan practicando su inglés. Regálales una experiencia inolvidable que te agradecerán toda la vida. Apúntalos ya a nuestro Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos en grupovaughan.com. Sigue este programa en Radio TDT, Internet, Podcast o en la aplicación para el móvil.
Amigos, that's right. As always, we're here having a great time on the show with No Name, learning English through travel. That's right. Today I'm telling you about an amazing trip, and well, I might as well teach you English. Ya que estamos, enseñarte algo de inglés por el camino, on the way, right? I wanted to tell you those two places that I recommend. Obviously, as I said, Kyoto, one of my favorite places. But if you go to Kyoto, there are three different, sorry, I said two, but there are three different places that you have to go in Kyoto. Write them down. It's the Bamboo Garden, bamboo, you say bamboo, e igual, nosotros con doble O se escribe en inglés, no con U, right? Bamboo gardens, it'll, oh man, you feel like you're in another world. It's not it's not like a forest, no es como un bosque aquí, right? So the bamboo gardens, then from top, the Toji. Now, Toji is an amazing complex that has three or four huge temples, and wow, it is just fascinating, okay? This is Toji. And then the other one, let's see, third, one, two, three, and then the Fushimi Inada. Fushimi Inari, ¿ves? Me costaba muchísimo. Hacíamos como Spanglish. Algunas palabras, de hecho, sonaban a español cuando lo decías. Paradas de metros, right? So it's Fushimi Inari. Now, Fushimi Inari is another place that you have to go to. So those are three musts if you're ever in Kyoto. And, of course, all those different things. Just going to some of the cool restaurants, asking the locals, right? All right, so next stop was Osaka. Now, Osaka was, we got there and, it blew our minds because there were skyscrapers, rascacielos. There were skyscrapers everywhere in this city. And, everybody in the street was dressed, you know, in suits, in business, you know, it reminded me of New York. Really. Osaka was a modern, you know, very professional city, a lot of banks, a lot of industry, right? You could tell that Osaka was totally different because Kyoto, you know, it was, of course, it has its industry. Todas las ciudades tenían sus industrias, right? But I'm telling you, Osaka, I said, wow. I mean, the view from our hotel room was just all these skyscrapers. And I just said, wow, it's like Gotham. The Batman, no Gotham. But the amazing thing is, in our hotel, if you looked out the other side, our friends had a room on the other side, you were looking at a temple, which was called the Osaka Castle. And now that's if you go to Osaka, here's a must. The Osaka Castle. Okay. Now the Osaka Castle is that contrast again. It's old school Japan. In a city that I just told you is full of skyscrapers and will remind you of cities of like New York or Houston or, you know, Los Angeles, cities that are, man, bustling. La palabra es bustling. Con mucho movimiento. You can tell that the people in Osaka were in a rush. Tenían prisa. Now, not as much as us here in the Western world. Las prisas que ellos tienen nunca van a ser como las del Occidente. I can tell you that. But as I said, every city was different. Kyoto, they were zen. These people were like, I'll move when the wind moves me. Me moveré cuando me mueva el viento. That's Kyoto. Osaka is, I will move because I have to go to my job, which lets me live like a king in this city. Full of contrasts. Again, Osaka. So you've got to go to Osaka. Now, another thing we did in Osaka, which was great, a very Western thing, we are the Occidente, esto, Universal Studios. And how are you not going to have a good time at Universal Studios? ¿Cómo no lo vas a pasar bien in Universal Studios? And one of the coolest things at Universal Studios, estoy intentando destacar algo de cada cosa, right? And Universal Studios is the Harry Potter experience. Now, guys, I am not, you know this, I'm not a Harry Potter fan. I'm not a Game of Thrones fan. I don't like that fantasy stuff. No soy muy fan de la fantasía. But the Harry Potter Hogwarts castle and the ride, La Atracción, which, as I said, it's called the Harry Potter Experience. Oh, my God. It fooled all of my senses. And I'll tell you what. Now I'm going to watch the Harry Potter movies or I'm going to read the books. Fíjate, una atracción tan bueno que me hace ahora querer descubrir Harry Potter. Universal Studios. You guys are smart. Universal Studios Osaka. All right, well, guys, we're going to a commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Hello, my name is Rafa and I am from Vaughan Town.
I am Julia and I am from Vaughan Town.
My name is Fran and I am from Vaughan Town too.
And me.
And me.
And me.
La población de Vaughan Town no para de crecer, porque cada vez son más las personas que deciden mejorar su nivel de inglés viviendo una experiencia única de inmersión en el idioma. 6 días de convivencia en inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Reserva ya tu plaza y únete a los miles de habitantes de Vaughan Town que ya han alcanzado un excelente nivel de inglés. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com y la próxima vez que te pregunten por tu inglés podrás decir I am from Vaughan Town.
¿Sabes que puedes tener un profesor Vaughan en tu empresa? Con nuestro programa Inglés in Company creamos planes de formación a medida de cada alumno, de cada grupo, y nuestros profesores se desplazan a tu empresa en el horario que mejor se adapte a vuestras necesidades. Inglés in Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com.
A ver, ¿qué pone aquí? Please select the first letter of your model number from the drop-down box, the begin search. Uf.
¿El inglés se te hace cuesta arriba? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to...
It's the show with no name.
It's the show with no name.
It's the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another. I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One ho or another.
That's right. That's right. It's one ho or another in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And, well, I wanted to say this. I know I'm telling you guys about all the details of my trip right now. But thanks to social media, realmente estabais conmigo, ¿no? Aunque las fotos, pictures can't do it justice. As I said, I'm putting it into words. But really, the first thing I said is I can't put it into words. There's no way to describe Japan fully, completely. You just got to go there and experience the energy that comes from this place and its people, y su gente, and its different temples. And as I said, it's modern cities as Osaka, the one I was telling you about right now. So I just got a message from Annette, one of our faithful listeners. And Annette, un besito. She says, es impresionante cómo transmites tu viaje por Japón. Un abrazo, me encanta. Thank you very much, Annette. And thanks to all of you guys for being there on social media, because I, you know, I was sharing it with you guys trying to teach you English along the way. And so thanks so much. Now, also, guys, if you're not following on social media, you can do so now. In fact, you can participate in a lot of the different sections on the show on Twitter. It's at I'm Alberto Alonso, arroba IM Alberto Alonso. Also on Facebook and on Instagram, where I'm using the stories, these 15-second videos to teach you some English. So Instagram is Alberto_Alonso. So before I go on, because, you know, we're going to leave Osaka now. Nos tenemos que ir de Osaka, que hay muchos sitios que quedan por ver. A lot of places that we have left to see on our trip to Japan today. And, well, I wanted to say this. Thank you. Thanks to all of you guys for being there. Because, you know, as I shared these photos and got your comments and your feedback and saying we miss you, and it was great to know that you guys were there with me. Que estabais vosotros conmigo. And that, I think, is one of the most amazing things about social media, that I was able to take you guys on the trip with me. But it is not a substitute by any means. De ninguna manera. It is not a substitute for going there, tasting it, como digo, saboreando el país, feeling it, you know, and really, really experiencing what is Japan and its, and the many different Japans, as I've just told you. I've told you about two cities so far. I told you about the old school, traditional Kyoto. And now, as I said, our second stop was Osaka, which had its old school and traditional things. The Osaka Castle, you know, it's centuries and centuries old. But then if you look to the other side of the hotel, you know, you look out the north window, you see skyscrapers, and you look out the south window and you see the Osaka Castle. And that was a perfect, you know, a perfect visual of what Japan was. Look one way and you'll see something that looks like it's from the Middle Ages. And you look the other way and you see something that looks like it's out of the future. And that's something that happened in every city in Japan. Now, the people in Osaka, I said, a little bit different, but they still had that respect. They still had that desire to please, complacer, al turista, no solo al turista, pero entre ellos, among them, among, entre, right, es como decimos, entre cuando es más de dos, right, between this street and that street, you'll find this street, right, but among, entre muchas personas o muchas cosas, it's among. So, all right, so our next stop, now, how did we get around? ¿Cómo nos movemos por ahí? How did we get around? Well, real easy. It was really easy to get around because we got the JR Rail Pass, algo que recomiendo. All right, so guys, if you're going to go to Japan, write this shit down, right? I'm saving you, I'm telling you what you have to see, what you have to do. It's called the JR Rail Pass, right? The Japan Rail Pass. And, well, there are many different options. That, you know, I'll leave it in your hands to look at what the best option for you is. But the Japan Rail Pass is like un Euro Rail, no un pase de estos de tren, que, right? Very convenient. Their train system is fantastic, okay? Su sistema de tren es amazing, really. You can cross Japan. So there's no excuse. Don't go to Japan and only see Tokyo. Please. You have to go to Japan and see more places than Tokyo. Tokyo is, I mean, you could spend 2 weeks in Tokyo y no ver Tokyo. Pero hay mucho más. So, you know, spread your time out a little bit, no? Don't just spend all your time in Tokyo. And but you can really get around quickly because of their train system. It's very modern and very efficient. Si dice que viene a las 11:14, pues sale a las 11:14. I'm telling you, it is precise. These people are accurate, right? Esta gente, otra cosa que he visto, son tan precisos. They're so accurate. They pay so much attention to detail. Things that I learned, as I said, we need to think about the people around us more than us. Que tenemos que pensar en los que tenemos alrededor más que en nosotros. Right? That's something that they do naturally there. Right? And they pay attention to detail. Todo el detalle. Right? You can see somebody, my brother-in-law, mi cuñado, as you say. My brother-in-law bought a knife. Porque los cuchillos ahí son famosos, los cuchillos japoneses, no? So he bought a knife And he had it engraved this one, no, escriben algo en ello. And he had it engraved, and he bought it at the market, at this market in Tokyo, which I'm going to tell you about, el mercado más grande del mundo, in Tokyo. And he bought this knife, and then as soon as he told the guy, okay, I want this one and I want this name, it took the guy a half an hour. Tardó media hora en darle el cuchillo. Why? Because he engraved it. It was precise. I mean, they don't just do things. No hacen cosas por hacerlas. Hacen todo con una atención al detalle, a la manualidad, a hacerlo con las manos. And he literally sharpened the blade. But he did it like he was, you know, operating on, like he was doing open heart surgery. Hacen todo. Eso es la frase. They do everything there as if it were open heart surgery. Como que cada detalle. No, esta cirugía cuando te abren el corazón, right? Open heart surgery, que es una, como decimos, algo muy difícil, algo muy, que tienes que ser muy preciso. Accurate. Precise, se dice también, right? So they pay, and they do everything as if they were doing open heart surgery, right? Just every little detail counts. And you have to, if you miss one thing, it's not right. But you know what? At first we were like, joder, esta gente, ¿cuánto tiempo tardan en hacer las cosas? And it's because they want to do it right. It's because they wanted, the detail to them is so important. It is one of them. I mean, really, if they're not going to do it right, they don't want to do it. They say, no, we can't, which is something that les cuesta decir eso. No, no podemos. Right. So, attention to detail, respect for the people and the environment. You don't see any trash anywhere. No ves basura en ningún lado. You just don't see it. So you don't see trash. You're not going to litter. Tú no vas a tirar, right? Si no lo ves por ahí, to litter es tirar al suelo, no a la, to throw something away or to throw it out es tirar a la basura. But to litter, L-I-T-T-E-R, es hacer algo, es tirar algo al suelo. So they wouldn't even think of it because they're not thinking about themselves. They're thinking about the society as a whole. Right? They think about it, they never just do something thinking about themselves. They think about the effect that it'll have on their environment. Right? And that's why they pay attention to detail. They want you to be happy with what you've bought. I bought some kimonos in Tokyo for kids, para unos niños, no, unos mini kimonos. They were like pajamas. Cuidado en inglés, la palabra pajamas, pijama, siempre lleva ese. Right? So we bought some pajamas and it took them 20 minutes to wrap it, 20 minutos para poner. And you learn, let them take their time. What's the rush? Algo que aprendí ahí. ¿Dónde vas con tanta prisa? Where are you going? Do it right. Don't do a lot of things. Do the things you need to do right. And that's all you can do, really. And so that was just the attention to detail. Okay, so Osaka, as I said, some cities more than others. Some cities were more traditional, like Kyoto, and somewhere more modern like Osaka. Well, the next stop on our trip was Hiroshima, a name that any history buff will be familiar with, right? History buff, un amante, a buff, B-U-F-F. Es un amante de algo, alguien que, una fan, I think you're a photo, right? Well, somebody who loves something. So you guys know I'm an aviation buff. I'm a movie buff. I'm a music buff, right? And if you're a history buff, then the name Hiroshima will ring a bell in your head, right? Anybody. It's one of the most tragic events. Tragic? Yeah, it's always tragic when there are deaths. One of the most tragic events in history, right? Which ended World War II. I'm not going to debate, you know. I never condone violence. So Hiroshima. Now we got to Hiroshima. And on our way to our hotel, we noticed that people look totally different there. People, but I don't just mean their physical traits, rasgos físicos, traits, T-R-A-I-T-S. I'm not just talking about their physical traits, but I'm also talking about there was a certain sadness, una cierta tristeza. You could feel, guys, I'm telling you this, and we all said it. Éramos seis. There were six of us. We don't say we were six. There were six of us on this trip. And you know that unspoken thing, esa cosa que nadie dice, pero luego lo habláis cuando estáis cenando con unas cervezas? That happened in Hiroshima. Now, you could feel the energy that that atomic bomb left on that city. And how many years ago? That was 1945, my friends. There are still people living in Hiroshima who experienced it, who lost their family, and you can still feel that energy in the city. It is incredible. We all felt that sadness, that feeling in that city, like we were destroyed, right? And they were nice. Otra vez, they were respectful. They were nice people, but you could see that they were beaten. And one of the most, one of the experiences that just really left me, I'm getting choked up now. Me estoy emocionando ahora. But when I was there, I shed a couple tears. To shed a tear is llorar. I shed a couple tears. You guys know this from the song Patience by Guns N' Roses. I shed a tear because I'm missing you. I'm still all right to smile. Right? You know it. If you know that song, if you don't know the song Patience, you should listen to it. It's an amazing song. Patience by Guns N' Roses. So I have to admit, when I went to the Hiroshima War Memorial, now this was where the bomb was dropped. The atomic bomb was dropped. And see, right now I'm getting choked up. Now this was you guys know it was Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where the Americans, where the Allies dropped the bombs. And the A-bomb, or the atomic bomb. And, well, Hiroshima was the first. That was the first city to ever be used, that a nuclear weapon was ever used on a human population, right? So it was incredible. The Hiroshima Peace Memorial was just, man, it really, really affected me. I see right now I can't even describe it. Now, what is it? The Peace Memorial. Well, there's the flame. No tienen ahí la llama, which is, it has its story behind it, but it's a very, symbolic. That's another thing. Everything there has a reason. There's a symbolism behind everything. Right. And, one of the places that left a tremendous impact on me was when I arrived on this, we arrived on this dome, this domed building, no? Dome es con capilla, no? Like an Italian, Duomo, right? Has a dome, right? The Capitol building in the United States has a dome. St. Peter's Cathedral has a dome. So this domed building, and, it is a building that survived. Now, when I say survived, I mean that the part of the structure survived the nuclear blast. Now, as you guys have seen the footage, habéis visto los videos en YouTube, esto de lo que pasa cuando una bomba nuclear cae en una ciudad, todo aplastado. They said in Hiroshima that a guy, his body had evaporated so quickly that his shadow was left burned on the sidewalk. Su sombra se quedó quemado en la acera. So you can imagine. And well, this building, okay, the windows were blown out, right? It was in bad condition. You can see it. I recommend you take a look at it. It's called the Genbaku Dome, or the Atomic Bomb Dome, the A-bomb dome, right? A-bomb is otra forma de decir bomba. Atomica. And, what happened was the little boy. Now, if you're not familiar with this too, my friends didn't know this. I love to know the aviation stuff. So I know the Enola Gay was the plane that dropped the atomic bomb. And, the bomb was called Little Boy. Le llamaban. Fíjate que nombre. Little Boy. Chiquitín. Right? Was the name of this atomic bomb that the Allies used on Hiroshima. And it was flown in the Enola Gay, a B-29 bomber. And, what happened was, everything the radius was incredible. 150 meter radius, and 600 meters, around as well. Everything was just, turned to dust. And this building, was left standing. Now, I don't mean standing. When you see it, you're going to say, what? And it's been restored many times. But, they said, well, We've got to keep this building. We have to restore this building because this building, you know, is a symbol. Again, there you go. Another symbol of our spirit. And that, okay, you can knock almost everything down, but you won't get us down 100%, right? And it was the only building, the only structure left standing near the bomb's hypocenter. Now, they call it the hypocenter, the point of origin, right? And the bomb did not explode when it hit the ground. This is another thing you can read. This is, there are all plaques around the building and around the war memorial, the Hiroshima A-bomb memorial. But it's called the whole complex, which includes the dome, the flame, a lot of different tributes, plaques, is called the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park. And of course, every symbol that's there, is a reminder that peace is always the answer, right? And, so that, yeah, as you can see, it definitely left an impact on me, and not just on me, on all the other five people I was traveling with. We all felt Hiroshima and its pain, and how it also wanted to come back and be another modern city. And Hiroshima's full of tourists. It's full of tourists. It was incredible how many tourists there were. All right, so next stop, of course, Hiroshima was a bit more somber, right? A bit more blue, triste, right? But it was also important to reflect on that moment in history, right? So our next stop, we didn't take a train to our next stop. No, we took a ferry. And our next stop is Miyajima. But you know what? First, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, my friends. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around!
Estoy creando la fórmula mágica para aprender inglés. Añado 5 semanas. 5 horas a la semana de lunes a viernes. Unas gotas de listening and speaking. Enciendo el catalizador y...
Que no te cuenten cuentos. No existen fórmulas mágicas para aprender inglés, por mucho que algunos se empeñen en idearlas. Pero con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorarlo en solo 3 meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos llamando al 911-333-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Ese profesor molón
is in the house.
Ese video de London
is in the house.
Y todos los phrasal verbs
are in the house.
Ahora con el curso online de Vaughan tienes todo lo que necesitas para mejorar tu nivel de inglés in your house o donde tú quieras. Pruébalo y verás. Te lo ponemos muy, muy fácil. Profesores Vaughan online, tutorías y seguimiento y contenidos exclusivos.
Todo in your house.
Contrátalo hoy en grupovaughan.com.
Hello, good morning.
A las 7:30, haz las mañanas más productivas. Más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más. Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 911-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show with no name 2.0. Today we're telling you about my Japanese adventure. It wasn't a trip. It was an adventure around one of the most fascinating places, if not the most fascinating place I've ever been to. Japan. And as I said, and all its contrasts, y todos sus contrastes. We were in Hiroshima. We've just taken the ferry over to the island of Itsukushima. Now, it's popularly known as Miyajima, because Miyajima is the name of the town. It's called Shrine Island, right? The translation would be Shrine Island, okay? And, what is a shrine? Vamos a mirar esta palabra. Shrine es un templo, right? A shrine, santuario, sagrario. Shrine, S-H-R-I-N-E, shrine. So, Itsukushima, fijaos, no he dicho Iceland, it's an island, una isla. It's an island, and, it's got this famous torii. Now, the torii is this orange shrine that's in the water. That's in, mira como lo he dicho, como Chicago, in the water, right? And I'm sure you've all seen this picture. Es quizá una de las fotos más famosas de Japón. Juanjo, ¿sabes la que digo? Este templo en el agua, naranja, eso. You have to go. Ahora te he dicho, mis dos sitios favoritos eran Kioto, que era el primer sitio que os dije, y los tres sitios que hay que ver ahí, bambú, los templos. This was probably my... Okay, lo voy a decir. Este era mi favorito. Okay? This was my favorite place in Japan. Now, this, as I said, you take a ferry from Hiroshima. A ferry, el barquito este. It's only 15 minutes, and you should spend the day there. De hecho, nosotros queríamos quedarnos en un hotel ahí. It is a small little island full of temples, full of these little streets with all these restaurants. The best tempura I've ever had in my life, I had, and at an amazing price, looking at the torii. The torii is this orange shrine that's in the water. Water. No sé por qué siempre digo water. In the water. Joder, no puedo hablar. A lo mejor ya mi mente está en japonés, right? So, one of the coolest things about this shrine is that, in the morning, it's in the water because of, high tide, la marea alta, high tide. But in the afternoon, it's, you can walk to it, puedes andar hacia ello, because it's not in the water in the afternoon because of low tide, marea baja. So really, really cool. You have to go there not just because of that picture, porque hay que sacar esa foto. De hecho, on my phone, the picture I have is my wife standing in front of the torii. Now, si queréis, si no suena, if it doesn't ring a bell what I'm talking about, busca esto. Itsukushima Shrine. O pon torii. T-O-R-I-I. T-O-R-I-I. And you'll say, ah, claro, eso. Well, you've got to go there not only for that, but you've got to go there and just, if you love to hike, si te gusta hacer senderismo, if you like to walk around, well, this is one of those places. And I'll tell you, the temples, I mean, you feel like you are in the middle of a jungle at this time. I mean, you feel like you're a fucking ninja over there, a monk, un monje. And you can feel the energy around you. You would never think of doing something bad, stealing something, robando algo. You would never think of that there. It's not in the energy. And in fact, Japanese people are very trusting. They leave their bags, dejan los bolsos en la mesa y se van al baño in a bar or whatever. Why? Because no one would think of robbing from you or stealing from you. Robbing you, mejor, right? Robbing you or stealing from you. It's just not the way they think. Now, of course, you go to Tokyo, you have mafias, you have all that stuff. But in general, in Japan, people see, you could leave your bike and you don't have to put the chain on it. Leave it there because no one's going to take it. It was incredible. Again, another lesson to be learned over there. Another lesson to be learned that we have to, in order to trust people, we have to also, trust ourselves. Oh, wow, we've got to go to a commercial break right now. Wow. Well, guys, our trip is just flying by. De hecho, the trip flew by. It was 2.5 weeks, and it felt like 2 days. But it's great to be back here with you guys. All right, well, we're heading to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around.
Baugan Radio Madrid, 100.4 FM.
¿Quieres que tus hijos celebren Acción de Gracias en condiciones y en un entorno angloparlante natural, pero de verdad? Entonces tráelos a nuestro Weekend Camp del 24 al 26 de noviembre. Juegos, cuentos, talleres y muchas actividades donde se lo pasarán pipa y hablarán inglés, pero de verdad. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Si juntamos todas las horas de clase de inglés que Miguel ha dado en su vida, suman casi un año. Sí, un año entero. ¿Y sabes lo peor? Que Miguel tiene un nivel de inglés más bien normalito. Vamos, el típico nivel intermedio. Y como Miguel, hay muchos españoles que por culpa del método antiguo han pasado mucha parte de su vida estudiando inglés para conseguir poco. Es probable que ese sea también tu caso, y esos años no te los va a devolver nadie. Pero tenemos una